your show now, press
Love
1.
Talk Radio.
Speaking customer service, press 3.
It appears
well,
that the host has already dialed into the
it's
show.
It's about that
only
time.
One
tonight, somebody say tonight.
Love Talk Radio.
Tonight.
Goodbye.
We have gathered together here in the temple. Here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the holy of holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's where the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
Welcome to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jack tonight. Our focus tonight is all about transformation. So if you want to tune in and be a part of the kingdom, our focus is being transformed by the renewing of our minds. And the psalmist tonight, we open with Pastor Carolyn White Spahn out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. She sings a song with a message. About 2,000 years ago, there was a man that was sent to transform the lives of many. And tonight, we're going to talk about that man and about transformation. So give us a call at 657-383-0957. We're listening live on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. Ministry music to soothe the mind and heal the soul. May is Mental Health Month, and we've been challenging our listeners to break the silence. Because God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And I don't know how your day has been, but I know that when you press forward to a higher mark, our calling in Christ Jesus, that God gives us the peace that surpasses all understanding. So we're here leading up to midnight to encourage you to raise the praise here on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. So sit back and enjoy the message. 2,000 years ago, and the messenger Pastor Carolyn White Spahn of Harrisburg, New Beginning Church, located on off of 6th Street in Harrisburg, PA.
I tried and tried. He only wants to call me. Thank you.
You're listening to Pastor Carolyn White Swan, Pastor New Beginnings. Listening live on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live on www.blogtalkradio. This is an outreach ministry of Deborah A. Jackson, Evangelist C. Outreach Ministry. Reaching souls from all backgrounds, ministering music with a message to feed the mind and heal the soul. Reflecting on conversations that people have about heaven. Tonight I want to reflect on transformation. See, we're just temporarily waiting. We're on a journey waiting to one day to enter into heaven. And many think that heaven is just a fantasy. But tonight, we're going to talk about
heaven is waiting for those that are seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And until we transform, we first got to change. And tonight, we're going to sing about that wonderful change. And then we're going to talk about transformation.
All right.
in Romans 12. I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, by the testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Tremaine Hawkins sings, likewise, change, as you heard Jennifer Hudson singing, change. As Marvin Sapp would say, he would never have made it. So let's transform back to why change must occur. Because if you and I want to enter into heaven, that's where God dwells, that place called home, one must change. And it starts with the renewing of the mind, having the mind of Christ.
Change.
change, doing something differently. The sense that he changed my life, and now I'm free. He washed away all my sins. He washed me as white as snow. He made me whole. He changed my life complete. It's all about change. See, when we sit at his feet, change transforms our heart. As David said, the heart created in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit, King David says. One who wrote the majority of the Psalms in the book of Psalms, ministering music, poetry, out of frustration, praying for transformation. See, it's a wonderful change to know that heaven is our home, and that gives us hope to be complete. The state of the world is in a state of confusion. Sadly, the hope of our future for our young children, there's not much hope. Because in order to lead the youth to fulfilling purpose and destiny, a life of peace and prosperity, we must change from hatred to love, from war to peace. Because change is produced by planting seeds of righteousness. Seeds that produce life. Matthew says, seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. That's why Paul admonished the Roman church to cast all their cares upon God, but to be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Because, see, the world cannot enter into the kingdom of God without a kingdom mindset. Because if heaven is our home, we must produce change. We need to change the way we talk, change the way we walk, change the way we live our lives, that heaven may be our home. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson live on www.blogtalkradio. We're an outreach ministry of the AJA, Evangelistic Outreach Ministry. And if you've been blessed by what you've heard thus far, give us a call at 657-383-0957. 774971.
3 people and just tell them it's all about the kingdom. Tell somebody else it's all about the kingdom. Hug one more person and tell them it's all about the kingdom.
It's all about the kingdom. Live the kingdom of God. You need to know that there's a mindset that you encounter spiritual growth. Some picture a solitary meditation or praying that others portray as an aspect of Christian spirituality. There are 3 aspects, actually, of transformation, and that is a spiritual transformation. And it's understanding the Christian faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. From the time that the Spirit of God descended upon the believers in Jerusalem, God has been transforming the souls of individual believers throughout all Christian dome, throughout all communities. The gospel being preached to reach souls from all walks of life, from the Jewish community to the Muslim community to the African community to the Caucasian community to the Asian community, because the need for transformation is the key to enter into the gates of heaven. Like a caterpillar, it starts out wings. It's just a snail. It's just a caterpillar before it becomes a butterfly. It's a metamorphosis, transform. And as believers, we're transformed by the preaching of the word. How do we get there? By the washing of the word. By reading the word, whether it be through a group Bible study or a personal Bible study, a Sunday school, or through a discipleship class. We grow by grace, in grace, growing in the knowledge of who Christ, the Anointed One. As we grow, we become like Christ, having the mind of Christ. The Bible says, any man be in Christ, he is a new creation or a new creature. Transform inwardly to outwardly. To become one in the Spirit, we become one in commune with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We become one with each other. Psalms 133 says, how blessed it is for brethren to dwell together in the unity. See, one in unity, Psalms 133, said a command is like the oil. Oil represents the Holy Spirit. It's like the oil running down the priest's beard, commanding the blessings of the Lord. So that's why we can be that light to empower a nation by the way we walk, by the way we talk, by the way we live our lives. Change empowers a community because of love, God's love. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life. So when we come together in the unity, in the harmony of singing, as in the background, the Howard Gospel Choir, the young people come together in one accord to sing about change. Change is not just a six-letter word, but it's a word with power, Just reflect on those six-letter words. How reading the word, meditating on the word, has transformed your mind to become one in the spirit with God and one in the spirit with your neighbor. See, it's all about love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believe in him. The song says, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And in the song, it says, he washed away all my sins, and he made me whole inside out. He washed me white as snow. He changed my life complete. Being complete means stability. Give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And as a child, my mother always taught me that love conquers a multitude of sins. So when we hide the word of God in our heart, change is what transforms us into the image of God. Oh, what a wonderful change. I challenge you. If depression have you down, oppression profound, and you need a healing for your soul, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. It just takes one step to experience transformation. One step of discipline disciplining your time to meditate, to pray, to fast, and be still and know that God is the key to transformation. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. And this next transition of change with Walter Hawkins and the Love Center Choir. I also have another transition, and this one is from Patti LaBelle. If you know what it takes, if you know what the experience of losing someone that you dearly love so much, ask yourself, what would it take to change that person? What would it take to reach that person? Well, prayer changes everything. When you pray, something do happen. Sam Cooke, you remember the song? He says, a change is gonna come. See, when you pray with expectation that God hears your prayer. See, when you're connected, kingdom connected, as a believer, change must come. See, the Bible tells us, Jeremiah, the prophet says, Jeremiah 33:3, call him up. God will answer and show you great and mighty things. The reason why many can't see healing, deliverance, or see the goodness of all that God has done is because the cares, the Bible says in Corinthians, that Paul says it's the cares of this world blind the mind of those that cannot change. So I challenge those that are listening to this broadcast, take time out to seek ye the kingdom of God through his word. Because see, my beloved, it is God's will that we be in good health and have a sound mind. Because we're blessed to be a blessing. So if you're lacking, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Read the word. Meditate on the word. Joshua 1:8 says, when you meditate on this word day and night, you will prosper and be successful. For this is the will of God. Because you're blessed. Be blessed to be a blessing. In Jesus' name.
When this is for the first time, give us a call and share your thoughts. This is 657-383-0957 or 877-497-1796. You're listening live on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson 9. And our focus tonight is all about transformation. Ministry music, mind, and health. Thank you.
The word tells us that if there's any one that is sick among you, to pray the prayer of faith that they shall recover. Tonight, you may not be feeling. Life is saying, sometimes I give myself away. See, Jesus paid the price that you and I can live an abundant life. In order to experience that abundance, we must present our bodies as a living sacrifice. We must invite Christ in our life. And as an act of faith, we must believe in order to receive that abundant life. As William McDowell would say, I give myself away. I invite you tonight to confess. It's okay to feel what you feel, because feelings are real. But don't get stuck on negative emotion, because depression, oppression, suicide, likewise, is real. And those are our dream killers. God created us in His image to be fruitful and multiply. He's given us access to the kingdom, that we be fruitful. So as we sow seeds of love, joy, peace, meekness, gentleness, self-control, even long-suffering, see, we can endure because greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. I know there's someone out there listening right now. You may agree, and some may not agree. The Word of God is not to be debated. It's to be lived. It's a lamp unto our feet and a light into the path. From glory to glory, we can not just pray, but live in the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. So I challenge you, if you have not experienced this kingdom lifestyle, why don't you surrender after Jesus and saying, I surrender all, but thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. For this is the will of God. And then you confess with your mouth that Jesus had died and rose again, thou shalt be saved. Saved from sin. And have received the pardons of sin. The Bible says that I confess thy sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us of all unrighteousness. If you really want to know what separates us from that eternal life in Christ, it separates us from entering into the heavens, the heavenly. I challenge you to read Galatians 5. See, we transform from flesh to spirit. See, what is spirit, and what is flesh is flesh. We were born in iniquity. That's why Jesus gave us the hope of eternal life, because he shed his life when he died on the cross. He could have denied until city, fulfilling destiny. But his soul said, not my will, but thy will be done. And this is opportunity for you to say, not my will, but thy will be done. Listen to Kingdom Focuses of the Jackson Live and celebrating Mental Health Month. We just want to encourage you to be whom God called you to be. But truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. And I encourage you to be all that God has called you to be. Don't let the enemy steal your joy. Put on a praise. Encourage yourself, because you've been changed into a new man, a new woman. So, wherever you go, take Jesus with you. In your walk, in your talk, that someone will see the transformation and say, what must I do to be transformed? In Jesus' name. Close, we want to invite you to be a part of the kingdom, be a part of this new transformation by giving us a call at 717-379-1503. The woman at the well had an issue of blood for 12 long years, and she touched the hem of God's garment and was made whole. I don't know what your issues are, but I challenge you to put on the new man, which is in Christ Jesus, for his glory, for his glory. Give him.
And because we got the victory, hallelujah, that's why we're going to forever praise him. Hallelujah. Forever and ever and ever and ever. We're going to give God some forever praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, We got a little song that's a little bounce that you can put in your Jeep. Is that all right for the young folks? If I got any young folk in here that love the Lord? That like to have the speakers on 20 and it drop tops and you get your bounce on? Hallelujah. We're going to be yet giving them some praise. Well, I got any bouncers in the house that know how to do a little bounce? Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, Sister Ann.